Mishnah Dalet, this Mishnah ties together the laws of mukta and feeding animals. And the Mishnah begins by telling us, Mechatchilas Hadaluin, one is allowed to cut gourds. This is a type of vegetable which is usually eaten by human beings. However, it is also sometimes given to animals to eat. So if you've got these vegetables, and on Shabbos you decide that instead of eating it yourself, you're going to feed it to the animals. Now, when feeding it to the animals, you would usually need to cut it up. The animals can't eat it without you cutting it up first. And so that is considered to be a necessary preparation of food. So it's not an unnecessary bother, and therefore, mechatchilas hadaluin, one is allowed to cut up gourds, lifnei behemah, in front of an animal on Shabbos. Yes, an avela, and an animal which dies without being slaughtered, it's forbidden to eat such an animal, and you really need to feed it to the dogs, or feed it to an animal. And so to cut this is considered to be a necessary preparation in order for the animal to be able to eat that nevela. So the Mishnah says you are allowed to cut such an animal, the fnei akalovim, in front of the dogs for them to be able to eat it. The point is that according to the Tanakhama, even though these foods are generally set aside for humans to eat, when Shabbos came in, he didn't have the intention to use the gourds for animal food. And also when Shabbos came in, the animal was alive, in the second case of the Mishnah, and you intended on slaughtering it and eating it yourself. Only because it died is it now designated for animals to eat. So even though when Shabbos came in, it was designated for something else, according to the Tanakhama, it's not considered mukta to use it for a different purpose. In this case, to use it for an animal's food. On the other hand, Rabbi Yehuda argues, and he holds that if the animal was not an avela before Shabbos came in, if it was alive, so then you planned on using it for human food. You planned on slaughtering it properly and then eating it. So it was not designated for animal food at all. So to then use it for animal food is considered a violation of the halachas of muktzah, because it is not considered something prepared, because since you wanted to slaughter it and eat it as human food, and it's forbidden to slaughter it on Shabbos, so the animal is considered totally muktzah on Shabbos. And here we see a very important law with regards to muktzah, that the status of something is dependent on the time that Shabbos comes in. So since in this case you didn't have the intention when Shabbos came in to be able to use it on Shabbos, it is considered muktzah according to Rabbi Yehuda.